I hope you haven't gone anywhere. I certainly haven't. I'm on my edge of a seat always with Dr. Group for his health information is first rate. His connection to what he's doing, seeing politically and how this all merges. There's very few people that can kind of present it like this. So we're very happy to have him. I'm going to ask you one last question, at least for now. We'll see where the rest of the hour goes. But for now, the last question on this about Trump. You have connections all over the world. You talk to people all over the world, very high level. What does the rest of the world think about what we're seeing?
They're rooting for us. I mean, the majority of the world right now is actually behind what we're doing because a lot of the people have grown up in communist countries. They've studied history, which has conveniently been removed, most of it, from our history books and stuff like that. But, you know, I have talked to people that are watching the news, and the feedback that I'm getting is they're reporting all over the world, except for CNN, of course, and through social media, that what's going on. So I talked to somebody that lives here that has a lot of connections in China, believe it or not, but the kind of the alternative side of China. The Vietnam, I talked to somebody in Vietnam, and the news that they're getting is that the election was fraudulent. And I talked to somebody in Serbia, actually, that, you know, so the news that's getting out all over the world, everybody is glued to the news right now because they want America to stay a free country. If America goes, the world goes. And that's kind of the feeling. So they're literally praying, and they are rooting for Trump right now, hardcore. They see it. They know it. They've been through it. They lived through it. And they're like, this is it. We're like on the brink of worldwide control globalization unless the people stand up. I mean, there's videos out there from other countries now that you see, and they're like, what are you doing, Americans? Stand up. This is it. You know, we watch this happen in our country. We watch this happen in our country. We watch this happen in our country. Don't let it happen in America. And so I think that that's why Trump got a lot of votes from the minorities, you know, especially down in Florida, because, you know, they came from Cuba, or they came from, you know, communist-run dictatorship-type countries, and they've seen it. And they're like, no, this, you know, we don't want that to happen here in the U.S. So we have a lot, from what I've heard, we have a lot of worldwide support, and we have a lot of people behind us and a lot of people just cheering us on and wanting all this to be exposed, because this voter fraud is not just in the U.S. This is a worldwide situation. Those machines have been used to overturn elections and put dictators in, and that information is just now coming out right now. And everybody wants to know that their vote actually meant something. I mean, it's like stealing something from you. It's, you know, when you find out that it's corrupt, that the voting system is corrupt, that they're manipulating votes to put certain people in power, that's just, I mean, that's evil.
It's the biggest story. I told my dad, it's the biggest story of your whole life. From World War II to now, there's no story in the political news cycle that is bigger than that, period. Period. I don't think that
this is like a World War II or something. I mean, this is going to go down as like what Alex Jones is saying. It's like, this is the next rep. This is 1776 all over again. 2020 is like 1776. It's a revolution.
Well, Daniel Esselin talks about the 80-year cycles, you know, from 1776 to the Civil War, now to the Federal Reserve, now to World War II, to the 80-year cycle. We're right at the 80-year cycle. Having said all this, after the first 3 or 4 days, I was really bummed. I kind of did some research. I reached out to different people, you know, kind of. I went back and forth with you a little bit. You helped me talk me off the ledge a little bit. But over the past week, I've been really emotional, and the things I've heard and stories I've heard have just really, I could just feel the heightened spiritual. This is so massive. But even through it all, I have a really positive feeling. Do you have that same positive feeling? about how this is going to turn
out. This is like the negative and the positive clashing together. And it's actually can be a really good thing because it can create positive change. And that's how I try to keep a positive outlook on everything. I'm just a scientist, and I always try to find the root cause of everything so I can be comfortable and, if possible, help somebody find a solution to it, like the with the COVID and with just healthcare in general. But I think especially now with what's transpired over the last 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, I'm feeling pretty confident. I'm feeling actually really relaxed. I mean, I was, you know, everybody was trying the free constitution and the society that we have, even though it's been corrupt for quite some time, we've been trying to expose it. Everybody just, you know, their balloon popped that night. But really fast, they started seeing things, even the next day. Like, wait a second, Trump's leading. And then, because everybody went to bed. Like, I went to bed when Trump was leading, and I woke up in the morning and I looked and it was totally different. I was like, what the heck? Everybody just was shocked the morning after the election. And that was such a big swing that it just makes anybody kind of wonder what's really going on. And then more of the reports started coming in, and then you started seeing, you know, states that Trump was leading in, and then Biden starts closing in and taking the lead. It's like, wait a second, this is not right. So I'm just glad right now that, I mean, I'm happy, and I think I'm, you know, if you look at the astrological charts that were done over in India by those experts, they had Trump winning a second term. If you look at all those prophecy videos that have been floating around on YouTube, all those individuals have Trump winning a second term. There's some people that have Trump saying that Trump's going to be in for the next 8 years because they feel that something's going to change and he'll be able to stay in, you know, longer than the required amount of time. So who knows? You just take it day by day. And what I tell people is, you know, one thing we always have to look at and focus on is our health and staying healthy. And that goes for everything, you know, not letting things affect us too much, not getting in that state of stress, not getting in that state of anxiety. Things are going to play out the way they're going to play out. The truth will prevail, and we will prevail in the end. I feel really confident about that, and I feel really happy about that. And this is awesome. I mean, this is awesome times that we're in right now, because I can remember 20 years ago yelling and screaming about this, the vaccines and the involvement with Bill Gates and all this stuff and the global takeover and this and that. And you too, for that matter. I mean, we've been, you know, yelling and screaming about all the chemicals and toxins in the food and the air and the water and why they're there and giving people solutions. And now it's all starting to come out in the open. It's not, you know, we're not the half a percent anymore. We're growing and growing every single day because people are smart. They're waking up. It's, you know, all the irregularities, all the lies. I mean, you can only lie to people so long before they find out that you're lying to them.
The sociologists have done pretty extensive studies about the 10 or 11% tipping point, that once you reach just a little above 10%, maybe 12%, 10 to 12% of a population that convictedly believes something and willing to be aggressive about it, that they can't lose, that eventually it'll move the whole society. Do you think we've reached that 10, 11, 12% on any of these important subjects?
Yes, I think wow, we are there right now, and I think that we probably shifted, you know, at least 3 or 4% during COVID because people were switching over and they had more time on their hands. I mean, people were sitting around literally all day long on social media. So, and I know a lot of people that flipped over that would have never even listened before that are now, you know, believers and that studied some of these, the watch Out of Shadows. They watch, you know, all these videos, Plandemic and Indoctrination and all this stuff that was coming out during COVID that was exposing everything, shifted a lot of thoughts. And not only that, but just the general worldwide information that was getting out. I should say always alternative media information that was getting out. The truth that was getting out was waking people up and waking more people up. And I think we're like right there now. We're like right at that tipping point. And a couple more bombshells of information. I mean, people are getting sick of being censored. Like even, you know, seeing those little tags on the Twitter posts and stuff like that.
Gosh. If
people are getting sick of wearing masks, like even the hardcore maskers in California, they're even getting sick. They're coming down with staph infections. They're breathing in ethylene oxide from the blue masks all day long. They're, you know, you're just, you know, you can only keep people down for so long before they get sick of it. It doesn't matter what their beliefs are. And people are starting to really shift, I think, more towards, you know, believing that this isn't a killing pandemic or a killer pandemic where everybody's going to die and you can't do anything. I mean, people are starting to realize that these lockdowns are just ridiculous because they're seeing what happened in other countries. So, but it's a slow process, right? Because if you've been taught something for 20 years or you've been manipulated or your mind has gone one way, it's you're so indoctrinated with those belief systems that it's hard for you to come out of that. And everybody is at a certain level of indoctrination. Some people, it might be a little bit easier for them to open up and to accept the truth. And some people will never. They're so far gone that they're going to be so resistant to change and so resistant to having an open mind that they will, you know, just not open themselves up or reject anything. I mean, he could come out with the emergency broadcast system and lay all this evidence out, and you will still have a massive amount of people that say, that's not true, even though it is. They would just sit there and say, no, that's not true. He's trying to manipulate that, and what he's saying is fake, including the media will say that.
Oh, of course they will. There's a couple things I won't say concerned about, but I'm looking – it's obviously these people that we're fighting against, they're not stupid. They know kind of, certainly by now, they know where that's at and how they're going to counter move. There was a point in the last debate with Trump and Biden, where Biden twice, two, maybe three times mentioned the term dark. We are going into a dark winter, dark winter. Now, dark winter, you think it's just a term. It's not. It's also a military term, a military project, and a military simulation has been run about, oh, the virus is not strong enough, so let's release something bigger and let's get even more lockdowns. Are you concerned about that? Do you see anything like that? Does that come to your mind at all?
Yeah, you know, this is all part of the general plan of what they're trying to do, which is lock down the world, basically. And, well, a few different things. Number one, get rid of President Trump. Number two, because he's exposing everything. Number two is to lock everybody down. They've even come out. I mean, they come out and say it. It's not like it's even secret. I mean, they like all his new plans and everything. The dark winter, of course, they want to ruin the economy. They want you more dependent on them. They want you dependent on the government. They want the one world control. They want the one world currency. They want the global reset. They want everybody on the same salary. They want universal health care. That's total control of your life, what you can do, what you can say. They have death squads, you know, lined up. The AOC is already talking about, you know, anybody that's been involved with the conservative movement, the Republican movement, they're going to, you know, potentially do something to them. I mean, this is really like a Nazi style takeover.
Have you heard any of the statements or writings of Klaus Schwab, where he's basically talking about chips in people's brain and interfacing with their behavior and monitoring and even affecting their behavior? Have you studied? I know you have, but I mean, it's like they're putting it right in the open for us now. It's creepy.
Well, they've already been doing that. They've already been manipulating our minds through fluoride in the water from the 1940s. So, I mean, not only have they been manipulating our minds, our actions, our emotions, it's only going to get more controlled. So they've already put all that into place a long time ago, but now it's going to a whole nother level with the potential of nanobots and the vaccinations. And by the way, you can just type in nanobots vaccines in Google. Well, I don't know if they took it all down. They might have now, but you know, a month ago you could actually pull up all kinds of patents and all the DARPA research and everything else that they were doing with, and that's exactly what it says. And even how it's linked to the 5G, of being able to control your thoughts, your emotions, being able to trace you wherever you go, the contact tracing, putting the chips in you, making, you know, you're linking your bank account to the chips, utilizing all these nanobots and this cyborg type technology to this transhumanism agenda, to be able to totally have control not only of everything you do and say and where you go, but also to have complete control over your health, the way you think, and everything.
Let's switch gears a little bit. This is very heavy information, but I think I'm really thank you for sharing at least your perspective on that, Dr. Group. I know these are some of these questions are pretty out there. But anyway, we believe in power. The name of the show is The Power Hour. We have power within ourselves, and one of the most important is the power to heal. We have the power to affect our health, and when you're healthy, then a lot of these other things become a lot easier and you can deal with them a lot easier. Let's talk about specifically COVID preventative measures and remedy measures if you are diagnosed with COVID.
Well, what I would recommend, because we're going into the fall now, is this: everybody really take a serious look at how they're living. And really, one of the things that always puts you in a high-risk category is the amount of stress that you're under or the negative emotions that you're feeling, and they know that. And so, you know, we've identified that they want to create fear. Fear knocks your immune system down by 50% instantaneously.
Wow.
You know, and I've actually talked to people that are so freaked out about what's going on in such a state of fear that they're having panic attacks, they're having severe depression, they can't even leave their house, they are completely, like, their mind and their body has completely shut down. And all you have to do is disconnect yourself, really. You have to disassociate with everything and just come back into yourself and come back into nature and do some deep breathing techniques, do some meditation. So my number one recommendation right now for everybody is, if you're not feeling happy right now, you know, if you're not content with everything that's going on in your life and you're focusing completely on the negative, you're watching negative things on TV, you're allowing that to take control of your body. You know, you talked about them being able to control your body. Well, that's exactly what they're doing by creating fear. Getting yourself, you know, I had to have somebody completely disattach. Her husband had to take her phone away, and she had to completely disattach from all media for 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, she was back to normal. She was happy. Everything was fine. So right now, I'm recommending that if it's bothering you, there's, you know, when you're looking at all that stuff, then disassociate yourself with that. That's number one, and make sure you're not in a state of fear and anger and jealousy and depression and all that, because it's really hard for your body to heal if you are in a negative emotional state. And there's plenty of things to be grateful for. There's plenty of things to be happy for. I mean, just think, you know, right now about your life. If you have significant others, if you have children, if you have, you know, if you're still in a job, be grateful for that. You know, just look at things differently. It's always how you perceive your external environment and your internal environment. So that's one of the things probably that most people are focusing on right now the most. And second is just look at what you're eating and look at what you're drinking every single day. I mean, what are you putting really good, clean food into your body? Are you eating organic food? What are you drinking all day long? Are you just pounding coffee? Are you drinking half your body weight in pure, clean water in ounces every single day? Because all of these things are going to boost your immune system. They're all going to keep you healthy. They're all going to keep you safe. And they're also going to help you, if you do get any type of symptoms, reverse those really fast. So reducing your food, you know, it's really good now. A lot of people aren't able to go out and exercise. Still, you have some gyms that are closed down. You have the mask situation going on. So getting out in nature, going for a walk can be very relaxing. It can be, you know, a little bit of exercise for your body. So I do recommend that. And not going out to restaurants, even though some restaurants are closed. I mean, now is a good time, you know, especially with all the lockdowns, to learn how to cook and just, you know, look online, get some good organic recipes and shift over to all organic foods and try not to overeat and just start taking care of your body more. And drinking a lot less alcohol. Alcohol consumption has skyrocketed over this year, actually, since the whole COVID pandemic came out. So a lot of people are having issues with their livers now, their skin, they're, you know, just consuming two or three times the amount of alcohol. So I always recommend to eliminate gluten if you can, which is bread, eliminate alcohol or reduce your alcohol consumption, reduce your red meat intake. And one of the reasons why is because when you're eating all this stuff and you're under a state of stress, your digestive tract comes to a halt. It stops working if you're under a state of stress or anxiety because you're in the sympathetic state, not the parasympathetic state. So when you consume all this food and you're stressed out and you're watching all this stuff on the news and you're in a sympathetic state, your digestion halts. So what happens is the proteins turn putrefactic. The fats end up turning rancid, and the carbohydrates end up fermenting inside your system because your transit time slows down. So instead of, like, eating and getting that out of your system within 24 hours, it sits in there for up to 72 hours because your digestive tract just completely slows down. So eating healthy, I would say you made a comment about, you know, the potential of a dark winter. I don't see things really, you know, improving a lot over the next few months. So now is the time, today, that you need to start, you know, really taking care of your health, your mental health, and your physical health.
Well, there you go. There's the music. The great Dr. Edward Group. You are listening to the Power Hour. More on the other side. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support. Independent thought, independent media, alternative, I don't even like that term. I like independent thought, and that's why we're here, because of you, because you support us. We do not get checks from George Soros. We do not get checks from MoveOn.org or whoever. Antifa is not running suitcases of money to us. You support us, and we're here because of you. And our great guests like Dr. Group, which have supported us and been here and contributed so much, we thank you so much. ThePowerMall.com. That's a website where you can get so many great products and be prepared. I am such an advocate for preparation, you know, food storage wise. We put stuff on sale. I advocate people like I have for a long time now. Just be ready. Be independent. Have the power. Have the choices in your hands. Don't have them somewhere else. Don't rely on XYZ. I've heard a lot of people say, well, if there was a problem, if I see there's going to be a problem, then I will do something. I will tell you flat out, plain as day, if you're talking food storage wise, if that is true, something like that happens, there is no way, one, we won't even have supply. It'll all be gone almost instantly. Two, if I did, it'll be difficult to even get it to you in some kind of timely manner. That's just the reality. Same thing with the supplements, the vitamins, the other things. Your health. Your family, your choice. This is power. This is independence. This is sovereignty. This is dominion. You want to be free? Then be free. ThePowerMall.com helps you on all these counts. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Getting back to Dr. Group, let's talk about some of the supplement-wise, you know, we've talked about some of the mental preparation. What are some supplements people can be taking now that are really key and important for their health?
Well, I would say probably one of the things that most people have been hearing a lot about is going to be the zinc with the quercetin. And the reason why they work so well together is because the quercetin is actually a zinc ionophore. And what that means is it actually helps bring the zinc into the cells. Quercetin's been around for a while, and it's historically used for allergies or asthma or heart health, respiratory. What we wanted to do is we developed a quercetin using a plant-based quercetin from the Sephora japonica plant, and it utilizes a phytosome technology, which is, enhances absorption by up to 20 times higher than any of the standard quercetin products out there. So most of the doctors that we've been working with, or at least getting feedback from, they're using a combination of things, which are basic standard things. I mean, you can call them natural vaccines if you want to, but quercetin and then zinc. Zinc has been used, you know, for ages as an immune modulator, as an immune based supplement, and something that really causes disruption for microorganisms. So zinc and quercetin, then we recommend people get on a good probiotic formula. You know, your immune system is in your gut, your good bacteria. The microbiome in there are responsible for helping you support your digestion, combating all the harmful organisms, and we know that the gut immune system are strongly and closely tied to each other. As a matter of fact, it's about 70% of your immune system resides in your gut. So if you're looking to create a strong immune system, if you're looking to boost your immune system, that is why I was so intense earlier talking about, you know, eating healthy, not eating as much food, because all that can affect your gut, not drinking as much alcohol. Because if you know 70% of your immune system is in your gut, that's the one part of your body that you really want to keep healthy, especially if there's anything going around, any type of harmful organisms flying around anywhere. So probiotics especially, but Oxy powder as well. That's another reason why you want to keep your intestines and your gut clean and healthy with an oxygen-based intestinal cleanser like Oxy powder, which is going to keep everything clean and allow those good probiotics, allow that microbiome to flourish in there. So gut health, eating, of course, quercetin, zinc, oregano oil is another one that we're finding is showing some good success, and oregano oil has a long history of being used for any type of harmful organisms that may come into the system. So that you can take either in a capsule, you can get that online, or you can take that. We make one which is a liquid organic form of oregano oil where you can just put the drops in a capsule and take it that way. One of my favorite things that we've found that works extremely well is iodine, and to the point where our team actually submitted a 17-page paper for iodine's effectiveness for this unknown virus. And dating back even to 1911, when the Spanish flu, we pulled up information and research that iodine was extremely effective. I mean, iodine is a miracle mineral. It has antibacterial, antimicrobial, and it just, you know, has so many healing properties because every single cell in the body needs it. So I highly recommend everybody be on iodine. And then vitamin D. I mean, there's not a lot of things that you need to keep your system strong and healthy, and all these things have worked extremely well during this situation we've been going through. Vitamin D, you know, all the studies, most people are deficient. As a sunshine vitamin, keeps your immune system strong. Deficiency is directly linked to a compromised immune system. There were studies done. I think the British Medical Journal just came out with one that supplementing with vitamin D is a very effective way to boost the immune system and clean or prevent any harmful organisms from taking hold and giving you any symptoms. So that is something that we are really highly recommending. And
what about vitamin C?
Yeah, that's one of the ones that is also on the list. Vitamin C is an antioxidant. Hopefully you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, but it has a wide variety of uses in the body. It helps repair damaged tissue, especially if you're going through some sort of cytokine response, you know, and you have or stress. That's when your body actually starts destroying itself. So C has been used for colds, the common cold, flus, for, I mean, many, many years. So you can take, usually with vitamin C, you can take, you know, a couple thousand milligrams a few times a day until you start maybe getting some runny stools, a little bit soft stools, and then you can back off on it a little bit. But
let me ask you about, we're hearing that people who do get COVID, that they have lingering problems later in their mind, that it rests in their mind. I don't know, that hibernates in their mind, and that lithium orotate is helping that. Do you know anything about that?
They're starting to get what we had talked about in the beginning stages was not only, you know, COVID, but what's going to be the future reactions. It's a good question to ask. Anytime you have some weird virus or anything that could be potentially man-made or biological, what are the long-term effects of that? And so we're seeing reports of brain, mental depression, anxiety, mental fog, brain fog, and this is something that's very serious that we need to look at. These can be the long-term effects. Not only that, we're starting to see stuff from the heart as well. And we're going to keep an eye on this, and hopefully we will come up with some, well, you know, we will come up with solutions, whatever anybody's suffering from. But we feel that this is there's definitely something strange going on with this. That's why so many doctors still haven't really been able to isolate it. That's why there's still no test directly related to this COVID, because, you know, it's mutating. We feel that there might be some strange component that is either activated through 5G maybe, or there's definitely a link to the 5G and also a link to the geoengineering programs that have been going on this year as well. And we think that might have something to do with the secondary or tertiary symptoms or conditions that people are getting. We haven't been able to verify it yet, but it looks like there's a three-prong approach to this. One is the sensitivity to electromagnetic radiation and the implementation of the 5G and this unknown biological organism that they're calling COVID, and of course the stress and the fear that's taking place as well. And so yes, we don't really know what the results are going to be. We don't know what's going to happen down the road, but we feel that just from the responses that we're getting and some of the anecdotal evidence that's coming in, we feel like this is not just something that you're going to be sick for 3 or 4 days, maybe having flu-like symptoms. This could be something a lot more serious that could be in your body for long-term and could be potentially activated by you being in an environment that is high in electromagnetic frequencies or waves, or an environment that is heavily sprayed with chemtrails or geoengineering programs.
Have you discussed that at all with, you know, some of these COVID task force going up into Washington and the administration? Has that subject came up? I mean, are they aware of this and maybe do something about this, these possibilities?
Yeah, they are aware. They are aware, and we have talked about it. But right now, there's a priority-based system, and I think right now the priority is the elections. And, I mean, there's many, many things on the list to discuss and to talk about. But right now, we have to secure the election situation. And, you know, hopefully if Trump gets in office, then we will be able to address some of those issues moving forward.
Oh, you were on the show one time, and you mentioned I think they're called the Chi. You put them in their house. Robert Scott Bell introduced me to the people. They sent me a couple samples. We're going to have them on, I don't know, sometime, but to help mitigate some of the 5G. I can't believe some of the response I've gotten in, traveling and what have you, that has really changed the electrical environment using that, those machines. I don't know if you really looked into them deeply, but I was really shocked.
Yeah, the key machines. Robert Scott Bell is a big fan of those, and I know him as well, Paul. And that's what I use. They're expensive, but the company that manufactures them is out of Germany. And I did look into them, and I read all their documentation and all their testing material and stuff like that, because we kind of always look for what can help people and what people can do to improve their environment, their internal environment and their external environment. And so those, actually, I was pretty impressed with the research behind those, and that's what I have as well. But nowadays, there's more, especially since the 5G implementation, there's clothing companies now that will protect you, that, all different types of clothes, and you can just type in EMF-proof clothing. There's all kinds of paints. There's all kinds of, things for your cell phones. There's all kinds of things for your smart meter. So we've come a long way. A lot of people don't know about it because they're not looking for it, but we do have solutions for all of the EMFs that are happening and the exposure points. So it's just a matter of making sure that you protect yourself and your family from any harmful radiation.
Let me ask you about the quercetin. I'm so excited that we have your zinc quercetin formula over the Powermol. Is quercetin also been used to kind of detox from vaccines too? I mean, talk about quercetin just in general.
Well, I think it, I don't know if I would say detoxify from vaccines. I mean, it's really a bright yellow polyphenol, bioflavonoid, and it's found in, in nature, in onions and green peppers and leafy greens and stuff like that. And polyphenols are actually large compounds that are really more or less like antioxidants that support healthy immune system. They support respiratory health. One of the good things about quercetin is it supports the polyphenols actually stabilize histamine reactions and inflammation. And it really works because these are really, really strong colors to imply kind of a vibrational frequency to support the cardiovascular health and allergies. If you look at some of the studies that have been done on quercetin, amazing benefits for brain health. It helps with blood sugar levels, athletes, especially athletes, for endurance, recovery, liver function. It also helps support the production of glutathione in the liver, which most people are deficient in, and skin, prostate, you name it. One of the interesting things I like about it, which I didn't even know when I started looking at all the research, is it actually helps with weight management and the metabolism of fat. So I think, moving forward, some people might start using it to help them burn fat and reduce fat, taking it with something else. So what I like about the one that you have is the fact that it's a phytosome technology, which is a proprietary process to improve the absorption. Yeah, and the bioavailability of it.
We have about 7 or 8 minutes left. I wanted to ask you specifically about the masks, because I've been going back and forth, family members too. I hear this question a lot about masks. What is the, I'll say the masks are bad. This is not, and they'll reply to me is, well, it's not a big deal for me to wear a mask. It's a polite thing to do. I'll just wear a mask. It is not a big deal. What are the dangers in wearing a mask? Why should people think twice about wearing a mask for a prolonged time?
Because your body's not meant to wear a mask. That's the number one reason. And your normal biome and your microbiome around your body is that you breathe in bacteria and viral particles all day long, every single day. And the number one situation when you're wearing a mask is you're breathing those out of your system into a mask, and then you're breathing them right back in. We said at, you know, a few months ago that you're going to see another wave, and it's not going to be because there's a new virus. It's going to be because everybody's been wearing masks. And when you breathe in your own viruses and bacteria nonstop for a few months, you're going to get sick again. You're going to continue to get sick. Not only that, but the majority of the masks are toxic anyway. Those blue masks that everybody wears, it says on the box, this will not prevent you against COVID or any virus. And the fact that those masks are sprayed with ethylene oxide, so you're breathing in ethylene oxide and you're breathing in plastic particles from those blue masks. Let me just say this. The viruses are so small that those masks are not going to stop any viruses from coming into your system anyway. That'd be like me putting a chain link fence around my house to try to keep the mosquitoes out.
Well, then why are they pushing them so much?
They're pushing them because it's a psychological thing too. It's more psychological. Well, first of all, they're trying to see how many people will submit to their orders. It's an experiment. It's an experiment to see how many people will resist their draconian measures and control mechanisms that they're putting on the population. Second of all, they want people to get sick again because they know that if people wear masks, they're going to be sick again and over again, and it's going to weaken their immune system, and it's going to cause permanent brain damage now, studies are showing, and it's going to reduce their immune system for when there, if there is another, you know, spraying of any additional viruses or anything like that. And third of all, they want to take away your mouth. They want to take away your communication. It's a sign that you don't have free speech anymore, that you're restricted. They're covering your mouth. So there's multiple reasons why they're enforcing the mask mandates, and that's most of the reason why right there.
You're a very positive person, I think, in general, as long as I've known you, and you're able to, you know, Joyce always told me, looking at the news, she said, don't get emotionally involved in it. It is what is. Just report, don't get emotionally involved. That's easier said than done, I think, for most people, including myself. How do people separate emotionally from, so they don't internalize these things? I think that's really important. You alluded to it earlier.
For us, we've had 20 years of dealing with this, so we've learned how to not let it bother us. I mean, we might get a little bit, but then we recognize it. It's more about just being mindful of the present moment and knowing who you are and shifting gears to turning it off. I mean, the best way to do it is just turn it off. I mean, even if you need to turn it off for a couple of days, just disassociate yourself with all social media and TV and just get back to what you're doing and focus on yourself and go into meditation and prayer and focus on your family, focus on your loved ones, focus on deep breathing exercises, eating healthy, maybe doing some intermittent fasting. And I mean, the best way to get rid of something negative is to avoid it and not put it in your life. I mean, it's very simple, actually. Just if that's the case, then just do it. I mean, not much is going to, you know, everything's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen anyway. And you have so many people that are just caught up, you know, and addicted to this narrative right now, and it's damaging their health. And
well, let me ask you about that. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. Then we got Christmas. So people see family, maybe they only see once or twice a year. How do people, you know, that causes a lot of tension too sometimes. How do people deal with kind of that family tension?
Well,
that's
a tough question right there. I mean, yeah, because you have families that are divided. I mean, I've literally had people call me and say, hey, I've got to go over here. And, you know, my cousin, you know, thinks completely opposite to what I think. You know, what's going to happen with that? I mean, you know, you got a divided country and families. You have a lot of divided families right now. And the younger generation is even turning against their parents. Like, I can't tell you, just in the last couple of weeks, the parents that have said that their kids who were raised conservative and everything like that have completely switched over because of all this, the propaganda on social media and everything. It's really, really tough. This is going to be probably the toughest Thanksgiving and Christmas in the history of America. Well, I don't know about that, but because of that, because everybody's so divided, families are divided, and we're so unsure of everything that's happening, it's going to be really tough. Don't go overboard and start eating to ease all your emotions and drinking more to ease your emotions. But, you know, you can take stuff like Neurofusion, like lithium orotate, to just kind of keep you calm and just try not to let anything bother you. I mean, I know that's easier said than done, but you can always take a break and go in a room and meditate and do some deep breathing exercises and just focus your mind to appreciation and gratitude. And, you know, you might not want to get in heated conversations with family members and just appreciate them for who they are and just focus on the good instead of focus on the bad. Focus on the positive instead of the negative.
I'll tell you a little trick. I mean, this may sound so weird, but, you know, especially when I was younger, when I was a little kid, I was a huge football fan. And the 1992 NFC Championship game at the Dallas Cowboys versus the San Francisco 49ers. And I loved the Dallas Cowboys. Loved. So as the game went on, as I'm watching it live, I'm on like pins and needles. Well, a couple of years ago, I watched a replay of it on YouTube. They had the whole game on. You know, it was a really exciting moment. Dallas won. It was awesome. So as I watched the game now 20-something years later, almost 30 years later, I didn't feel any of those pins and needles or emotion or anxiety or whatever. Why? Because I knew the outcome. I was confident in the outcome. And I think it's like a mental trick. We should be confident in the outcome no matter what. The other side of this is going to be happiness and joy and opportunity and liberty. And that's just all it's going to be. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. All these other things don't matter. And that's going to be the outcome. And for me, it's kind of a little mental trick. That helps me anyway.
Hey, I was at that game, by the way.
Wow.
I was at that game.
Very cool.
Who are you rooting for?
There's the music. It's always a pleasure. God bless you. Last thought is yours. Your prediction over the next 6 months, what's the things going to look like 6 months from now?
Relax and stay calm and take care of your family. Everything's going to be all good. We're going to take
there
back America.
God bless you. Stay there, Dr. Group. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. As God intends you, we love you. We'll be back tomorrow. Got a great interview with the lady talking about mammograms, a new movie. It's going to be interesting. Stay healthy, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of each other. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.